It is Wednesday, the 2nd of December, and you're tuned in to Free City Radio here on CKUT 90.3 FM. We'll be with you until 11:30 this morning. Thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Stefan Christoph. On the show today, I wanted to explore sound. I wanted to share sounds from the city pre-pandemic. I was going through some recordings that I had on my phone of moments in Montreal where the sounds of the city felt special, whether it was a musician in the metro or just the sound of the street I was walking on, also sounds of protests. These sounds speak to life before the big change that we all experienced, and hearing them, I think, is an interesting reference point. Things are evolving quickly. It's December 2020, of course, and aside from the big announcement this week of the fall budget report from the Liberal government, they've also announced that they will be restarting their deportation program. I just wanted to announce that this is the forced removal of asylum seekers, refugees, immigrants, non-status people from Canada. This is really important to think about, and the fact that during the pandemic, the Liberal government will be moving forward with forced deportations. Canada has a long history of deportations as shaping state policy and state-making policy, exclusionary government tactics that deem some human beings as valuable and others as disposable. Deportations go back many generations, rooted in the colonial settler state of Canada that deemed certain bodies to be valuable to settler colonialism and certain bodies to not be valuable. We can look at a history of exclusionary state policies, whether it was the head tax that was imposed on members of the Chinese diaspora attempting to enter Canada, whether it was the none is too many policy that excluded Jewish migrants attempting to flee fascism in Europe in the 1940s. And then throughout generations afterwards, we've seen state policy shaping who is deemed valuable and who is deemed not. Let us remember that there are tens of thousands of people in this city who allow for key industries, key elements of the day-to-day sustaining of this city, of this society, to remain possible. That is, workers in the agricultural sector, in the industrial sector, in the distribution sector. Major stores often rely on distribution warehouses. Within those warehouses, there are many non-status people. And of course, asylum seekers, also within the agricultural sector, people who pick fruits and vegetables to sustain our nutrition collectively. So right now, Canada has decided that there will be an opening again of their policy towards deportation. This is an unjust move, and one that I think really illustrates the contradictions of the Liberal government. Many organizations will be challenging that, from Solidarity Across Borders to the Immigrant Workers Center, many other groups in the city fighting for the rights of immigrants, refugees, non-status people, asylum seekers. So things are moving quickly in the current context, and I just wanted to note that. As we go forward here in the city, I think we are playing an active role as to how things will go in terms of government policy, in terms of our communities. And I think the sounds of the city before the pandemic are an interesting reference point in terms of our own collective memory of our lives and the arc of our collective experience in the context of the pandemic. I think memories of pre-COVID can give us strength, but also give us pause to think about how we would like to move forward and think about the various structural injustices and systemic oppressions that COVID has made clear. So on the show today, here on Free City Radio, I wanted to feature this soundscape. This is all sounds that I recorded in the city. Walking within metros, you hear musicians in the metro. You hear sounds from protests, walking in the streets. And here it is. This is Free City Radio on CKUT 90.3 FM. It is Wednesday, the 2nd of December, and I'm your host, Stefan Christoph.
I attention au bien.
That was a series of field recordings that I recorded pre-pandemic. I wanted to share some sounds of what life was like before the lockdown. I think sonically, it's always interesting to think about the ways that our memory and our emotional landscape is sparked by sound. Video is one thing, words are another, but sound, I think, allows a lot of space for us to remember emotionally different times, different experiences. So I wanted to share those sounds from the city pre-pandemic with you. I hope you enjoyed them. This is Free City Radio on CKUT 90.3 FM. I'm your host, Stefan Christoff. I'm with you every Wednesday at 11 a.m. here on People Powered Radio. I'll go out today with a track from a friend of mine, Yassine Al-Salman, who recently released a book of poetry called Text Messages, or How I Found Myself Time Traveling. That's through Haymarket Books. And so I wanted to feature a track by Narsi Yassine Al-Salman from the book. It's called Free 2, and that's also from his album World War Free. And this is CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal, People Powered Radio. Stay tuned for the F-Files coming up next.
Symphony. So I hear light when I pick a beat. Where were you when we had the epiphany? No justice, no victory. The apple of the living tree. Shit, everybody gotta eat. Who will survive, her or me? For there to be more peace on World War III. Baby, will you follow me? If the devil was to call on me, if the earth was to swallow me, or this life take all of me, lady, my apologies. The company is misery. Living comfortably is nothing with no history. So what are you envisioning? Is anybody listening? Say who you think you Gandhi, North American Arabon like Farrakhan, what a paradigm. 2020 like two paradigms, World War III veteran, but I never set a bomb. Here go another banger, hot headed from the frozen anger. Keep your heads up, chatteranger, batarang, yeah, the matter of the Arab angle. Doesn't matter how your banner spangled, police shooting children at an angle. We entangle, live empty dreams, got MP3 on. Never follow another man.
F-Files Radio.
Exploring feminism and technology through space and time.
So I'm Ashley. Primarily right now my medium is film. I recently took a documentary program and have been working on documentary for the last little bit. I also am really engaged in community-based work and movement of all types, as well as interactive visuals. So it's a little bit about my practice.
Yeah, I'm Leslie, and I'm here today. Actually, I have my daughter, Leslie Jr. So if you hear her, that's my baby. I'm a interdisciplinary artist, but I do primarily work with audio and visual is what I say. I run a production company, I do commercial video projects, a lot of music videos, but I also do projection-based art for musicians and performance. And I am very interested in the natural world. I do try and balance my heavy tech daytime with a heavy nature downtime. So I garden a lot on the weekends, and my partner is a horticulturalist, and so what? Gotten into herbs and things like that in the last couple of years. But I have a background in painting and in print art as well. So